1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Supreme Court rulings. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision ruling that cities can enforce bans on homeless people sleeping outdoors in areas where shelter space is lacking. The case coming as a rising number of people in the U.S. are without a place to live. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
The question was whether Grants Pass, Oregon violated the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment by barring people from sleeping or camping in public. The court's liberal wing clearly opposed the measure during oral arguments. Trump-appointed Justice Brett Kavanaugh seemed skeptical at the thought of sending someone to jail if a shelter was full.
You still don't have a bed available, so how's this help?
The Biden administration, not taking either side, said homeless people should not be certified as a class, but evaluated individually. Brian Clark, ABC News.
We are still waiting for decisions having to do with absolute immunity for the president and charges against the January 6th protesters. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
7:30 I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Right now, in just a few moments, the Madison Police Department is supposed to give us updates on three shootings earlier this month. The killing of a man on Willie Street, June 7th, that shooting at a rooftop party where at least 12 people were hurt, and the one on the east side, June 9th, where two people were shot. We'll have new information for you starting at noon. And a Dane County favorite for families has a new president. Today is Tom Linfield's first day leading the Madison Children's Museum, where he used to take his own kids.
He means joy, accessibility for all, anyone who wants to come, parent, child, grandparent, the ability to come explore and play and accidentally learn while you're playing.
Linfield has been a longtime grant writer for the Madison Community Foundation, so he's had a hand in tons of nonprofit projects across the city. Retiring President Deb Gilpin will stay on for the next week or so to help in the transition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks add a forward. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks use their second-round draft pick on Tyler Smith, a 6'9" forward out of Houston, Texas, just 19 years old. Assistant GM Milt Newton on what the Bucks saw in Smith.
Tyler, huge upside, tremendous talent, humble young man, hungry. The fact that he can shoot the ball at 6'10", 6'11", put some weight on, he'll be able to play some four and some five. Someone that we see having great upside that can help our organization for years to come.
Smith has a wingspan of 7'1". What position does he see himself playing in?
I'm definitely a combo forward at the league, like 3-4, but it was just a situation our big got hurt. So, you know, just being able to show I could play multiple positions and it just helped my team in any way possible, but more so on the wing, 3-4.
Baseball, the first place Milwaukee Brewers open up a 3-game weekend home series tonight against manager Craig Counsell and the last place Chicago Cubs. They are 10.5 games behind Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures just scraping the mid-70s. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and they're in the lobby. is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I had gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Marquette pollster Charles Franklin. Let's talk about the dead heat here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Moore Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Millions of people that he's allowed to come in through the border. They're taking black jobs now. And it could be 18, it could be 19, and even 20 million people. They're taking black jobs, and they're taking Hispanic jobs.
What, right. What are those? Define them.
Well, I wonder if there's anyone that could answer the question. What are black jobs? Exactly. One wonders. Francis, that's you too, Francis. Thank you for reporting to your black jobs here on the Stephanie Miller Show in hour number 3.
You know, I used to have a Hispanic job.
Did you?
And because they thought I was a Hispanic. But then somebody said, no, she black, and they put me on a black job.
Gotcha.
Welcome to 1842.
So, Frangela, if ever we desperately needed to call Frangela, it's today. It was a rough night. There's no question. It was a tough night. But Biden had a bad night. But
we've
had
tough nights.
Yeah.
We've had tough nights.
Yeah.
Before. We've had tough days. We've had tough years.
Yes, we've had tough lives. Let me tell you something. Okay.
Decades.
My mama had a saying. She said,
"That's right.
Why lie when the truth will do?
Why lie when the truth will do?
Here's the truth.
Here's
the truth. When we walked in, I rubbed my friend and I said, oh, Lord. She said, we knew he was old.
Right.
This is not new information.
Yeah.
That's not new information. We knew he was old. Let me tell you something.
Let her tell you.
Dumbledore is off his game doesn't mean we don't vote for Voldemort because he's articulate.
Let me tell you something. Open the fridge, Stephanie. Open the fridge right now and ask me what's for dinner.
What's for dinner?
Biden.
Okay.
And I don't care if he's asleep when we eat him, but we're eating him.
I can feel how desperately people needed you this morning because you are just, I'm like drinking you into my pores right now, Frangela, because.
Okay, let's talk some truth here. Does President Biden owe me an acrylic set because I chewed the heck out of my own nails? Yeah, maybe. But we can talk about that debt in his next term, because let me tell you something. What did I say yesterday, Francis, when we were recording the final word? I was very clear about this. I was like, look, I don't care if he comes out on that stage and squats down and gives a poo. You know what I'm going to do? Vote for him. I don't care.
I mean, you're right.
And be like, I'm a vampire. I'm like, I guess I'm voting for a vampire.
Yeah. In some ways, Francis, is what you said. It's not that I don't know the people who don't marinate in this. That I, it's, and some flash polls are, you know, sort of bearing this out. It's nothing new. We knew Biden's old. We know Trump's a liar. That's what we saw last night.
That's right. There's nothing new here. And let me tell you, whatever they rolled out on to stage, if Biden, I don't care.
Y'all can complain all you want.
I'm voting for that.
I'm excited.
I don't care. Because Voldemort is on the other side.
Let me tell you something. Just because democracy was a little dusty last night don't mean fascism tastes good. That's not how that works.
And I heard you talking on Final Word about the enthusiasm gap. And I think, Francis, did you say you are farting unicorns to vote for Joe Biden? You're so excited. Something. Some measure of excitement.
Unicorns and rainbows and glitter. All of it. Because you know what? We refuse to give this man his due. We are sitting here taking the bait of ageism. This is what we are not receiving are the gifts of his wisdom, the gifts of his compassion, the gifts of his ability and caring about us all as Americans.
Hallelujah.
Whoever votes for him or not, we are not going to never get that from Donald Trump.
We're not going to never get that from Donald Trump.
You know what? There's preaching. Preaching is happening on the Blackest Hour in radio right now, can I just say? Yep. I said that too. None of us will want to be, you know, judged on our worst day. But Joe Biden's been down, way down, more down than this before. And he's been counted out, I don't know how many times, you know? And so I said this morning, first out of the box, like, let's breathe. Let's take a second. You know, even some of these flash polls are showing undecided voters is not really having much of a... Let's see how this plays out. Before we panic, we're using the words panic and crisis and,
That's the news.
Yeah.
I'm telling you something. When the only poll that has made any impact on me in this entire election season is yesterday I saw on, I think it was, it might have been CNN, I don't remember where, but they said, they asked people, would anything that happened at tonight's debate, this is before the debate, change your vote? And over 85% said no.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's a show. I really objected to a few things about how it was done. It's sort of like, remember on Top Chef, they used to do things like, go make them cook in Denver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like for the final. They used to do gimmicky things to sort of make it tie one hand behind your back. That doesn't show that you're a good chef. If you tie somebody's hand behind their and make them cook with one hand, that doesn't say anything about what kind of food they prepare. And I think it's the same thing with the debate. It's like, we know, for the first time in my life and ever, I think, really, we know how both these people will be president. We lived through it.
Yeah. He's a great president. And again, Jody and I just saw him 2 weeks ago. Like, the guy had a cold. Yeah. Maybe he should have said that first. Pardon my voice. I've got a cold. I mean... Or something, but I think it's just, unfortunately, in the age of TV, we all just go like, oh, God, and I think you're right. The fact that there was zero fact checking from the moderators was really, Biden's only one man. How could you possibly? It took Daniel Dale longer than the debate to count all Donald Trump's lies.
He lowered the price of insulin? How, private citizen? I'm like, it's just the stuff that they let ride. Yeah, but I think that the debates are sort of like for the primary audience, I think.
Right.
I think that most people don't sit there and watch the whole debate. They probably turn it on. They may watch a little. But the reality, they're going to wait for the download of it.
The fact that it took an hour for someone to mention that one of the people's a convicted felon? And Biden had to bring it up? Like, that's not a relevant question?
That wasn't a question, really. I mean, they had that one question was sort of like in that area, but no. Like, it's, but that's CNN.
Right. And the fact that that's not the headline, that Donald Trump, not only owned the coup, but said, I'll do it again, basically. That's not, anyway.
Because he's allowed to be that. He's allowed to be a traitor who's stupid.
Right.
But Biden was sleeping. And you know what? I don't care. Yeah.
I don't care
if he's asleep today, all day. They should do a press conference where they wheel him out asleep. You know what I'm going to say? That was the best asleep president I've ever seen. I cannot wait to vote for him again.
It's the best nap I've ever seen.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is why, as you already know, all black people are going to vote for Trump. Here we go.
The mugshot. The mugshot is the best. It just beat Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra by a lot, by the way. Beat him by a lot. But that's the number one mugshot of all time. It's really an amazing thing. Since it happened, the support among the black community and the Hispanic community has skyrocketed. It's been amazing. Really been amazing. It's been actually very nice to see.
Yeah. Because, as you know, all black people and Hispanics are felons, and so...
And support felonry.
Yeah.
Love it.
That was in a call-in to Representative Byron Donalds hosting Black Americans for Trump event.
At a barbershop.
Oh, that must have been small.
It was a barbershop, and they were laughing at Donald Trump and looked bored.
They did all look bored. I saw that, yes.
They paid them to be there. Let me tell you something about black people, for sure. I take your money and sit here and act like I'm listening and then make joke after joke about you.
I'm spending your money.
As I'm spending your money. This fool thinks I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to vote for President Sleepy because he's awesome.
Yeah.
When he's awake, let me tell you something. When Biden awake, he does more than I've ever done.
He was still up at 2 o'clock in the morning at the airport greeting people.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the spirit and the energy of this man cannot be questioned. Like I said, it doesn't. Why lie when the truth will do? Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to sit here and act like this man isn't his age. He is his
age.
Yeah.
Just like I can't take away the fact that I'm a woman and I'm black.
Yeah. Sort of cute is that Tim Scott still thinks that he might be.
So adorable.
I'm going to shock you, but you know what? I know they floated black people and women, but I think it's going to be a white guy. That's what I think.
From Ohio, perhaps.
You know, look, I think you may be onto something, Stephanie. It sounds like you're saying you think the Third Reich is not going to have a black person or a woman or a Hispanic. What is up with him throwing that word around all crazy?
I don't know.
I don't care. He's not going to get the opportunity.
This is Ainsley Earhart interviewing the aforementioned Tim Scott.
You would be the first black Republican VP on the ticket. How do you feel?
Well, I think it's exciting, no matter the outcome. It's the evolution of the Southern heart that we see on display. And we Southerners get so little credit for the progress we've made. The whole notion of judging a person on the content of their character, not the color of their skin, has happened. It's not going to happen. It's not around the corner. It's in the rearview mirror. We are living Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream.
Oh, no.
Racism is over, y'all.
Yep. That's now, you guys speak biscuit. Can you tell me?
He was complaining about the quality of the lard.
Yeah, really.
He was saying, look, I like my lard fresh. Because, let me tell you something, Tim is serious about his biscuits. This isn't a hobby. This is a calling for Tim Scott. He's going to make a biscuit.
Did you also see recently he tried to advise Donald Trump to bring up Joe Biden's radical racial past, racist past?
He had a big lie. He said you said super predator and black people didn't like that. Joe Biden has never, ever.
No, but that lie was good enough to keep black people away from Hillary. Like, I can't tell you how many people I had to talk down from that lie. Yeah. And they still didn't ever believe me. This is the problem with letting him.
But it wasn't Biden at all.
Always me.
And that's the thing. And it's like, you have the nerve to turn Donald Trump and advise him to call somebody else racist?
Yeah. We've gone round the bend.
Sure.
Okay, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Fridays with Frangela brought to you by, look at me, I'm just thriving, despite, you know, a little bit of rumbly-tumbly this morning.
Well, that was quite a night last night.
Yeah, a little stressful. Yeah, you know, life, news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion, don't I know it, and your immune system. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye, frazzled nerves.
Bye.
Hello, steady chill.
Hello.
Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend, clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. I used to take Sammy, now I take this stuff. It's better.
Wow.
And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. I used to be confused, because there's a lot of probiotics out there. You got to do your research. This one has not 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. It is a spore probiotic. It banishes bloat and constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. We need all the happy hormones we can get these days.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Plus, it promotes better sleep. You can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic. Get it now. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com. Use that promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off a 90-day bottle. That's like getting a month free. That is justthrivehealth.com. Type in the promo code Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this nightmare is going, I ain't never getting married.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed High Impact Protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of High Impact Protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to MyPowerLife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
What you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has gone by so fast. Are you keeping track of your accomplishments? When was the last time you took a moment to celebrate your wins? When life goes by so fast, it can be easy to lose track of your goals and feel like you're spinning out of control. That's where BetterHelp comes in. Therapy can help you take a look at your progress and set realistic goals for the next 6 months. Therapy is for everyone because everyone deserves to be the best version of themselves. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's totally online, convenient, and flexible. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice to meet you. Hope you get my name. Oh, yeah. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my name. Oh, yeah. Get down here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Leslie in Long Beach. You're on with Frangela. Hey, Leslie.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for all the laughs. It's really helped today. Jesus Christ, what a night.
Right? Isn't Frangela just cleansing our souls? Just going to church.
Oh, God. I was spitting on myself while I was on hold. Anyway, Fugelsang is about half right. He said that thing about he'll take a president over who needs a cough drop over one who needs a parole officer. I'll take one over a president who needs a soul. Because yeah. Donald Trump yeah. is such a damaged, vile person. You know, I wanted to say one thing right quick, if I can.
Yes.
What we haven't seen today after, obviously, President Biden's, you know, less than spectacular performance is we aren't seeing Adam Kinzinger saying, hey, I changed my mind.
True.
We're not seeing, you know, his cabinet members come out and say, oh, yeah, we were wrong. We're going to support him now. We're not seeing George W. and the only three living vice presidents say, yeah, we're going to jump in for Trump now. That's not happening.
No, it's yeah.
not. Right. No.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, good it's not. Us. I mean, this is just about those few, maybe 100,000 people across six states. We need to just relax. The fact-checking has already started.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is the same vile, awful man
right.
today.
Let's take a breath.
Before he went into that debate.
Yeah, let's take a breath. He was, you know, he was actually, as Jody was saying, he was good after the debate, if you saw him, you know, at the Waffle House. And,
well, and
you know,
airport.
He may be great in North Carolina today. Like, I,
yeah.
you know, he, again, maybe he was.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's hope he found a lozenge.
Yes, let's
hope he found a lozenge.
Yes,
you know, something.
Someone handed him a suit.
Yeah, I want him to be comfortable, but I don't care if he speaks Pig Latin from every day from now till the election. You are voting for him. It doesn't matter.
By the way, I don't know. We love these TikTok ladies. Real quick, we were talking about Supreme Court rulings as well. Hang on. Here we go. Oh, eight. Yeah.
Why does Trump keep saying that he had in common with my people? He doesn't have in common with us. And if he's talking about the criminal justice system, let's take it there. Can somebody please tell me what person they know who look like me can break gag orders and not be arrested, not put in jail? Can somebody please tell me what person who looks like me can have a Supreme Court slowing cases down for their asses?
Yeah. Reverend Warnock said it last night, too.
Mm-hmm,
he's like,
did.
Black people are not voting for Donald Trump.
No.
I mean, in large numbers, like they keep trying to tell us, right?
Those are the same loose little rancid biscuit makers that are always messing around. That's all they are. Do not worry. Everybody's got them. Every group has
them. Calm down, everybody. We got this.
We got this. Don't let them make you think you don't have this, because that's the real villainy.
That's
okay.
There it is.
Is the panic. It's not that nothing about these people has changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had sheet marks on my face.
Democrats.
That's right. I woke up with sheet marks on my face. And does that interrupt my comedy? No.
Like, I just was thinking with all these Supreme Court rulings, John Roberts saying racism is over
yeah.
in America, which you know to be true, Frangela. This one story, an Alabama town's first black mayor can finally take office 4 years after his election, after the all-white city council locked him out.
Yep.
He was elected in 2020 as the only candidate qualified to run for the nonpartisan position in a majority black town. And he was prevented from exercising his duties by the white incumbent mayor until reaching a settlement last week as part of a civil rights lawsuit. I mean,
why would you settle with that? How is that not a... How is that not treason? How is that not, you know, like, people elected somebody, they won't let him in office? I don't understand why the Justice Department isn't there.
They made up their own rules. They just don't, you know.
Yeah, the rules are black people don't do nothing.
Right. I mean, and once again, that's why this election is about democracy. This is about the end of our democracy or not, right? Pardon me. I'm sorry. I had a little mini preach there. Uh-oh. 29.
Did you pull your preach? You got to stretch first, girl.
I'm fine now. Okay. More Fridays with Frangela next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The Natural Resources Board set this year's quotas yesterday. Deer hunting begins in Wisconsin in September with archery season. The traditional 9-day gun season is November 23rd through December 1st. A longtime Wisconsin teacher says student loan forgiveness is having a positive effect on education. John Havlicek of La Crosse says it's made home ownership affordable for many other teachers he knows.
That's $200, $300, $400, $500 a month would be freed up for folks to spend elsewhere on something like a house.
Havlicek says new federal investments in infrastructure and clean energy are creating good-paying jobs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County has been awaiting a Buc-ee's, a legendary southern chain of travel centers, but now it's been delayed. Last year, the company announced its first Wisconsin location would be coming to DeForest, but the company and the city are at an impasse in discussions over who would pay for road improvements around that area. If they end up working it out, the site would have 120 gas pumps and it would create 200 new jobs. And getting to the end of June, we're wrapping up PTSD Awareness Month. Licensed clinical social worker Jenny Hansen says she's seeing more of it in young adults.
There's a level of underlying, the world's not okay. There's war, there's climate change. Oh my God, all these things out of my control. That kind of causes a low level sort of distress.
If you or someone you love needs mental health help, you can start by talking to a primary care provider. But in mental health crisis, don't hesitate to call 988. That's why they're there. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures just scraping the mid-70s. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Is there a damn person who looks like me who has a federal judge slowing a case down for them? Can somebody please tell me? Is there people who are okay with someone who looks like me literally lying on the FBI just to get them, you know what? Trump doesn't have in common with us. Not a damn thing. And I hear he said that he got friends who look like me. Well, guess what? Those friends he's talking about, they have money. You can't make it up.
I like her.
Yay. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, Fridays with Frangela. Oh, my God. Ellie Mastal, national treasure on the Supreme Court. Hang on one sec. Here we go.
So according to Brett Kavanaugh and the conservatives, it's only bribery if it comes from the Briberie region of France, right?
Good line.
Everything else is just sparkling corruption, according to these people. But when you bring out not just this case, but all of the cases that the court has done over Roberts' tenure to weaken public corruption laws, I like to think of it, you know, like a gang. And like for the initiate, the new initiate, he also has to steal a purse, right? If you have a corrupt cops, they take the money, and then everybody has to share. Everybody's implicated. So there's no accountability for everybody.
Can I tell you, I love this fight, 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 big bag of rats story. Justice Amy Coney Island has been taking the gloves off as she challenges Justice Clarence Thomas and his wrong twice over ruling involving former President Trump. Tensions are apparently mounting between the Trump-appointed Barrett and the scandal-ridden Thomas as the court prepares to issue a historic ruling on the former president's immunity claim. Frangela, I believe he is putting pubic hairs on her Coke cans, and that is why she has voted with us. I think she is in the bathroom with the other female justices talking about what a pig he is.
She didn't vote with
She him. Believes Anita Hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to give her too much credit because she shouldn't be there.
Yes, there's
so that. Because she stumbles into a correct decision here and there, I will never celebrate the Coney Islands. No. You don't belong on that seat.
I know. No. She's last week. Barrett took the gloves off, even though she was a college sophomore when Thomas joined the court in '91, making him almost three decades her senior. She wasn't afraid to disagree with him vigorously. She took a hard pass on his history lesson in a concurrence joined by the three liberal justices. She called Thomas's approach wrong twice over, and that he missed the forest for the trees. I'm just saying, there's some pubic hairs involved. There's some Coke cans. There's some chats in the Supreme Court ladies' bathroom.
That's right. You know what I'd never counted on? I never counted on people having so little dignity. Like, I really thought that you'd run into this moment with these people, these MAGA people and these judges, where they'd go, you know what, that's a bridge too far. There just isn't one for them.
Yeah.
No. Because what is more important is falling into alignment with the image rather than what do I believe? I will do, but these people will do what they're told.
Yeah.
And they do what they believe what they're told to believe.
Yeah.
If they're told to believe that the election was stolen, for them, the election was stolen. Doesn't matter if Trump's from now till eternity sits here and says, you know what? I lost that election. Those people were told that. They're going to believe it.
Yep.
We've had this problem for a long time, though, since Obama, because there are people to this day who say they do not like Obamacare as they're on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an interview famously, and, you know, I like this Kentucky care or whatever, but I don't want no Obamacare, which, you know, it is Obama anyway. Let's go back to our first fight of the morning at Thanksgiving before you and Jody were fighting over fact-checking on CNN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was like four drinks ago.
we had a whole hour and a half long show before.
Yeah, we did. I couldn't sleep, so Jody and I did a two-hour show before we started.
Well, that does everybody good.
But you will be surprised to learn.
I should have.
You'll be surprised to learn. He was wrong. I'm just reading. We blew it. CNN journalist blasts lack of fact-checking a debate. In a pre-debate interview, CNN political director David Chalian left open the possibility that Jake Tapper and Anna Bash might call out major whoppers if there are some egregious mistruth put forward. Jake and Dana certainly have the ability to quickly correct the record and move on, he told the Washington Post. But that didn't pan out, as they say on the debate stage. They fact-check nothing.
Nothing. They let him come up in there and tell lies, use their airwaves to tell lies to the American people. They did their job. They did their job as the media to continue to act as if this is a race.
I mean, Daniel Dale clocked it at 30 lies, like, but 2 hours later, the Biden campaign had it at 50 lies. I can't think of one thing he said that was true. So that's not, I mean, you can't even really call this a debate. Oh, the golf conversation, yeah. What was that about?
That to me, was
weird.
That was the worst thing to me. Because not only was it ridiculous, but kind of for both of them, I was like, this is not the good look for you guys arguing about golf scores. This doesn't.
And Trump saying, let's not be children. I'm like, oh my God, the most immature toddler tantrum. Idiot we've ever seen. He's the one saying, well, he would, because it was a fitness question, an age question, and so that's how they, you know, it was a D measuring contest basically, right?
Yeah, and it's just, yeah. I get it, you know, but I really think, and we were saying this before, like, I think, what was I excited about in that debate? I was excited about finally hitting back. I was excited about Trump saying something crazy and people being there to go, that's not true, that's crazy. And then, and I think that there was too much of this residual, this is an actual debate. Let me prepare for this debate by having facts. This was a performance. It was a show. It was a WWE kind of match. And I think that that is the problem with how we're still, you see it, and this is the thing, you know, Biden is, he's an institutionalist, you know, he's going to do things correct. So that's part of the problem. But you can't fight incorrect with correct that way. Like, it doesn't work. So I feel like that they missed an opportunity not to talk about his record, because he sat up there and lied about his record.
Yeah.
But to tap back, to show me you can clap back.
Yeah, I mean, this was a veteran CNN journalist said the failure to try to fact check was shocking. He said, we blew it. The debate was a total debacle. There should have been some fact checking. I mean, don't even call it a debate then, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we said this on the final word today, which is this was an after school fight.
Yep.
And everybody is lining up behind their avatar to see at 3:30 to see who punches who. Yeah. And it's because, and there's no reason for this debate. This is because we're bored.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's because these decisions have been made. We've gone through this stuff. And this is about money. This is about media. This is about attention. Because in France, they do this for 6 weeks.
That's it. Okay. Done.
Yeah.
Why are we even having a debate 5 months out?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they also do, they won't let them, they can't buy political ads 2 weeks before the election or something. Yeah. Like, it's like, can we just get real and get Francie?
And by the way, with a lifelong chronic liar, I was saying, oh my God, his lies get more like specific every time. Like the 19 people said that I never said that, suckers and losers, about the military. It's like, what? No, only you and John Kelly were there. There weren't 19 other people that were, but he just keeps saying it, right? And John Kelly released a statement already. He said a person that thinks those who defend their country in uniform or are shot down or seriously wounded in combat or spend years being tortured as POWs are all suckers because there's nothing in it for them. Kelly said of Trump, a person that did not want to be seen in the presence of military amputees because it doesn't look good for me. A person who demonstrated open contempt for Gold Star family, for all Gold Star families on TV during the 2016 campaign, rants that our most precious heroes who gave their lives in America's defense are losers and wouldn't visit their graves in France. Well, so a lot of that stuff was actually public. It was just the one comment that he said, you know, to John Kelly. We saw all the rest of it, you know.
That's what I'm saying. We saw him say to John McCain, I like people who don't get captured. Like, this is not. And the fact that CNN, I mean, you have this video. You have this. Why in the world would you sit there and let him say stuff that is completely not true?
Yeah.
Like, it's in a way that I think all of our eyes were stuck wide open. I kept looking like somebody gonna step in and say, no, sir, you weren't even president then. You couldn't have done, like, nobody.
I told Jody, I scared Bonnie and Glenn, I scared the dogs, like, off the bed, because at one point I went, ah! I think it was the Nancy Pelosi just admitted her daughter has it on tape. Her daughter admitted, she said she's responsible for January 6th. She turned down the
drinks. That never happened.
And I was like, and nobody stopped stopped him. No one stopped him.
Yeah.
No one stopped him. And for me, the
which
the
makes world, it seem true.
Right. Yeah. The crowd for me last night was CNN.
Yeah.
Okay? Because what they did was a crime against their audience. And what they did was, what they tried, this is what I find really disgusting,
mm-hmm.
is the fact that because they did, what they were trying to do, because they had, what would they say, 73% of Americans were tuning into that debate.
Mm.
So that was Fox watchers. What they were trying to do was lure audience to them.
Yes.
And see, we're not bad. See?
Well, that's right, Angela. Say it.
We're not bad. Look at us. See, we served him really well. You can watch this network. You don't have to just be stuck watching. You can come over here. It's safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. That's what happened last night. I watched a commercial for CNN.
Yep. Yeah. About Marie.
Not to us, though.
Marie in Atlanta, you're on with Frangela. Hey, Marie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. There was a part of me last night that just wanted Joe Biden at some point to have said, everything that guy over there said is BS.
That's all he has to say. Whatever he's going to
go full my cousin Vinny on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to
be a lie.
Yeah. I mean.
But the important part is we all know it was lies. That's right. The important part. Okay.
Right.
We know that. And I think that everybody, including his supporters, you know, the ones that can read, which is admittedly probably a very small slice. But those people, they also know that these were lies. They're not voting for Donald Trump because of what he says he's going to do or because what he did in his presidency. They're voting for him because they want a white ethno state.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what they're voting for. And that didn't change last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well said. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Oh, yeah.
You're growing like a weed over there, Chris.
Aren't I?
That's funny because there's an actual plant.
Yes. But I like the whey based. I don't like, you know.
Jody and I like the plant protein.
Right.
Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. What do you like? One scoop, bam, of Power Life High Impact Protein in your favorite beverage. Supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Look at Tony Horton, P90X guy, got shingles, almost took a dirt nap. He looks amazing. Now he's 65. Don't let age be an impediment.
That's right.
Freight. Yeah. If you look at pictures of me and Jody. You know, 20
the
years
ago. The unfortunate ones?
Okay. I'm just saying, we're in better shape now. You can do it. We're the Bella Caroli of your life. You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Power Life is the Bella Caroli of protein powder.
That's right. MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS, save 30%, and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com and type in the code FITNESS or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, pardon me. Sorry. I was studying. Here, Jennifer Welch. Let's take a listen real quick.
Here's what needs to be pointed out coming to this election in November. A lot of people that are maybe mid to low information voters that are rather apolitical are beating this drum. Biden's old. Well, Trump's old, too. They're both old. We have two old candidates, and you need to face the facts. You're not only voting for the candidate, you're voting for an administration. And Trump is a Trojan horse for these radical religious nuts.
Yep, thank you. And to Frangela's point that they just made.
They want to strip decades of progress that women have made. In this election, for those of you that have a problem with Biden's age, you're voting for an administration. The Biden administration are competent, progressive people that support equality among genders, sexualities, skin colors. The Trump sycophants of this convicted felon, they do not. They support Christian white nationalism.
Thank you. Full stop. Thank you.
That was a take. Sorry.
She speaks for Angela. You know what? She was about to say if the crick got a holla got a crick.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think she will. Mm-hmm.
That's right. You can't wax any kind of pony twice.
Here's the thing. We do not need to shine this up, not nary a bit. Why lie when the truth will do? The truth will do here, okay?
Yeah.
And the truth is the same truth that was 72 hours ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Biden is a better option than Trump will ever be. I don't care, like I said.
And he's great. He's a great option. It's not even just in this category.
He's having a historically great presidency. Yes. He had a bad night last night. He is not the best at advocating for himself and his policies. Kamala Harris was great last night. And Jody and I are saying we are so tired of the misogyny and racism that they just skip over her when talking about, who's going to replace.
Like, be ready for this. Be ready for extreme attacks on her starting now. Because what they're going to do is the play they have on ageism isn't that he's old. It's that he might die. And then you're going to be this radical, angry black woman.
Yeah.
And that is going to be their push. Because they're going to use her as the boogeyman to scare them into fear of a black planet.
But it's coming.
She's fabulous. And as a prosecutor, she is one of the best people to prosecute the case against Donald Trump. And to speak about, civil rights, women's rights. I mean, she's just, anyway. Real quick, also, Gavin Newsom was great last night. Pete Buttigieg is a great communicator about Biden's record. Eric Swalwell, I love, is a, alpha liberal. But he was talking about this, what's her name? Anna Maria Lunatic, is that from?
Luna is her last name.
What is this? They're trying to have Merrick Garland arrested? Yeah.
You have a colleague right now who's trying to put the attorney general in handcuffs with this Anna Paulina lunacy because she can't accept that the former president was arrested and convicted. In her own district, she has some of the highest home ownership insurance rates in the country.
Yeah.
Her state has a 6-week abortion ban. And this is the lunacy that she's coming here and focusing on?
Yeah. To your point,
guys,
Frangela,
it's over.
It's this whole...
dead. It's rigor mortis. It's time to move on.
It's this whole party. It's this whole party that you're voting for. Mm-hmm. It's not just this orange blob.
Yeah. You know what showed really
trans
well?
Trans fats. Yes.
Gavin Newsom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Gavin Newsom. I was like, look at this is how you surrogate. This is how you do it.
He said, let's have his back. Yeah. He said, don't do that. You had a bad night. You don't back away. Where do we have that? Let's real
do.
Quick. Hold, please. Yes.
I
just carry the board about it, but. Hold, please. We have it.
Oh, boy.
All right.
12. It's 12.
Awesome radio.
12.
Larry the mailman, real quick, while we're getting our
guys
together. Hi. Yes. Go ahead, Larry.
Love you all.
Thank you.
I'm still bitter about not seeing the show pony Chris LaVoy in Minneapolis, but that's another day.
Let's move on. As Eric Swalwell says, move on.
Jody brought something really crucial on Monday, imperative that people who are of color in red states living in blue cities must check their registration.
Yes.
Yes.
Please.
Yes. Like, put your, breathe, everybody breathe, brush yourself off today and vote and get registered and check and recheck it and get everyone registered.
I got a way to relax. I do have a way to relax.
Yes.
What you want to do is the Black Mama relaxation technique. It's from Big Mama. Go get you a bunch of peas, a bunch of string beans, right? Get a big bowl, get a rocking chair, find a porch, get on that porch and start clipping those beans.
And humming.
It will soothe you right up.
It will soothe you.
It is better than a massage. Better than a spa.
I'm going to harmonica. I'm going to get a hound dog as well.
I need a rocking chair.
Okay. Kevin Newsom.
You were out there getting a chorus of questions about whether Biden should step down. Do you think it's unfounded?
Well, I think it's unhelpful, and I think it's unnecessary. We've got to go in. We've got to keep our heads high. And as I say, we've got to have the back of this president.
Yeah. All right. To your point. Yep. There you go. And get you some beans.
Get you some beans. And just sit down. And if you don't have a rocking chair, you just rock.
You do the rocking.
You do the rocking. Hum a light hum.
Hum and rock. Hum and rock.
Think about how good God is.
Is that Amazing Grace? Amazing Grace? Is that what we hum?
That's what I would. But you can make up a song that can be just as soothing. You know?
And also... Listen to Final Word, idiot of the week. It is your prescription and sexyliberal.com. Get tickets. Boston, you're up next. Atlanta, we coming. Let's do this. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Let's go, Joe.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Friday, so I welcome host of Max Inc. Radio and Live in the Lair, Terry Barr, who always brings great music and conversation, and we'll discuss the legacy of Mel Brooks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.